and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring the return of Rob.
Wow. Hey, y'all!
Hello.
Matt and Zach.
And Jay.
I said Jay.
I didn't hear it. I was probably already saying woohoo.
He needs to be said twice.
And today, we are playing Turbo Golf Racing while talking the Acolyte Episode 7, or as I like to call it, didn't we already see this?
Hey.
Come on.
How dare you? This is the clarification episode everyone was clamoring for.
I think they could have just showed us this as the one episode and it would have been fine.
Totally. I learned nothing.
Oh, the show's a mystery, quote unquote.
I was waiting for something shocking to happen and nothing did.
We all thought it was just bad writing.
The only thing that was shocking is Carrie Ann Moss's lack of character.
Ooh.
She's always been kind of a flat actress, which is fine, but...
I meant her character, like, not having morals, but, like, also, yeah, she's not, like...
Oh.
What do you mean she's not having morals? She's the one who's like, we can't abduct children, and so I was like, are you sure?
And then she's right alive for them at the end.
No, yep. She tells the truth.
What she said was true
from a certain point of view.
It's not true at all.
Oh, my Lord.
Is that what you tell your children when they lie to you?
I'm kind of confused about what happened. As you guys are explaining to me.
All right. ELI 5.
What?
Explain it like I'm 5.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Just want to talk about it first and then we can break down?
She basically was like, we don't need to tell the council everything that went down and all the parts that it was our fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, because it would destroy OSHA's life.
Well, and it would make Sol look like a murderer because he is.
Because he is, yeah.
And we get them in trouble. So they're covering their asses. Okay, but so the beginning is like a Star Trek episode. Because they're all on the scientific mission, like beeping and beeping on computers.
Yes, and suddenly, they're tricorders. Yeah, and suddenly, I had no idea that the Jedi cared at all about science. I definitely did not think that they did.
What? How dare you?
Apparently, the Jedi just do everything.
How do you think they created lightsabers? Science, baby.
Okay, I don't know.
But he has Sol's short hair.
No, it's just a way to show that he's younger.
Yeah,
damn straight. Lazy.
Yeah, it worked though, because it was like it was a dumb haircut. So I was like, yeah, that's what a young guy would wear.
That's accurate because I wore that when I was a kid. That was my haircut.
He's not a kid. He's not a kid. He's a Jedi Knight.
Yeah, but he's younger.
Younger.
It shows that he's younger.
But they also kind of. They also kind of ruin it because they're not there doing science for the sake of science. It has to do with the Force versions. Ooh, it always
Which
has
is
to
science.
Do with
the Force. Yeah. Convergence. How did a planet go from being a shit show to being amazing?
The Force is not science.
I know how. It was the Genesis device.
That's right. Give me Genesis.
They said there was a hyperspace incident. How do we know that wasn't the Genesis device?
Good point, Alana.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's sort of partial science and partial. I mean, the Force has always been kind of more mysticism than science.
Star Wars isn't really big on science.
Well, how do you explain midichlorians?
Everybody hated midichlorians.
How do you explain back to tanks?
No, yeah. that's not the Jedi though.
What? Did...
It's not the Jedi are the one doing the back to tanks. That's other people.
That's true.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, I'm not saying there is no science. I'm just saying the Jedi aren't usually the ones doing it.
Well, I think it bothers me because it would feel more like a living world if people, like, the Jedi don't have to do everything. There's, you know, because they couldn't have had the Old Republic Scientific Division do it or something.
Right. We brought a science team in. That would have been cool.
You know, I would have liked that.
But they kind of implied the fact that no one wanted to explore the planet because it was previously shown as uninhabitable, right? So the Jedi just happened to sense and recognize the fact that it was suddenly inhabitable, and so they needed to explore it.
No, I understand the explanation. I'm just saying I didn't like it.
I get that you I'm still gonna... J-splain.
J-splanation.
This is making me miss Fallout when I can do the explanations.
Damn straight. It's making me miss Fallout. So much better!
Because we didn't play this game. All right, so...
Shit, I keep missing.
So I wrote down... but I forget why. They didn't explain this earlier.
Because they didn't explain
the conversation. Well, they... Oh, yes. So they're in the conversation. This is the part around the fire with Torben, and he's like, "We've been here for 7 weeks. I hate it here. I wish we weren't here." And they're like, "Well, my Padawan, this is why we're here. It's about the Virgins." So it never came up in the past, like, 7 weeks why they were there.
I know, right?
Padawans do what they're told.
Damn straight. Do you guys also have the board, the Padawan Envy? Where Harry and Moss is like, "So you just wish you had a Padawan. That's your problem."
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
It was great, but I actually think it could have been better. It could have been better, because I wish they had laid a little bit more groundwork that Sol not only doesn't have a Padawan, but, like, really wants one. Like, because it's a little jarring that he suddenly is willing to sacrifice everything for to be with Osha, and he's like obsessed with her, and it's kind of a weird way.
It's a little creepy.
It's very creepy. He just met her.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. Be my Padawan. Abandon your family.
Oh,
she sticks the landing.
That'd be a good Weird Al cover. Yeah.
At least Anakin Skywalker wanted to get laid.
Yeah, Anakin, sure. Like, he kind of takes on Ahsoka. I mean, even Liam or
the Neesons.
Yeah. What's his face? Kind of is like, "I don't want Qui-Gon." Yeah, he's like, "I'm taking this fucking Padawan. Fuck you."
Well, no, I mean, not even that. He's Qui-Gon. It says, "Do you want to come with me?" Anakin says, "Sure." His mom is like, "You should take him and have him have a better life." It's a completely different situation.
Is it because he's like, "The kids need me," and then it's like, "Hey, you want to come with me?" And they go, "Yeah."
Okay. All right, so Sol is out in the woods. He finds the kids and the Night Sisters.
So we get to see all these shots all again from a just different angle.
Whoa. Yay. Yeah, and for a lot of this episode, I feel like we don't learn anything new. Right? Like, we really don't.
No. And it's directed by the same guy as the third episode, so he's just like, "I'll just shoot this from a different angle." They probably, like, it was very economical of them.
Yeah, they paid me twice to do the same thing.
Yeah.
They made the decision to intervene, so Carrie Ann Moss is like, "No way. We need to leave these people alone." And Sol says, "No way. We gotta get involved. They could be harming the children." Very government interventionist. Very creepy.
What?
Yeah. They had, like, good intentions, at least. I don't know.
What?
Sol says, okay, they have two children. They could obviously be in trouble.
Okay, two children, they're in trouble. What do I think?
Well, Sol kind of assumes they're in trouble and assumes they need to go check it out. It would be kind of like if a police officer is walking down the street and he sees two kids and a mom, and he's like, "The mom could be abusing those kids. I better go over there and make sure everything's okay."
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Right, Rob?
Didn't they already see the ceremony? I forget at what point they saw the ceremony, or knew about the ceremony anyway.
After they decide to go check out he hears a little bit of the conversation after second mom talks to May, and then they go in.
Evil mom.
And is she evil? I don't know about that.
I don't know.
And then they talk about, like, how they have to be safe and blah, 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 blah. And then they go follow him, and then he hears something about them. And
Yeah. This is the first he's meeting. This is the first time he sees them. So they haven't done the ritual. They haven't done anything yet.
By the way, speaking of messed up, did you guys like the part where someone says there's 50 of them and Carrie Ann Moss says 50 women? I was like, why does it matter if it's 50 women?
No, she's like, there's 50 women and only two children. Like, why aren't there more children?
Yeah, I think that was 100% the context behind that. Zach, where did that interpretation come from?
No, because
he said it would be dangerous, and then she responds, though, with, "No, there's 50 women and two children. I don't know.
It could be dangerous, but then he's like, I mean, it could be dangerous because it's two children, and then, but there's 50 of them, and then she's like, well, it's just women. But, and then he goes, but why? Oh, no, it's in the context because of her tone. It's like, wait, why are there 50 women and only two children? Like, it's a very questioning question of, or tone implication of, wait, did you just say 50 women and only two children?
I wonder if Carrie Moss was less flat with her delivery, we wouldn't be having these questions. If she like emphasized certain words, I don't know.
If you only love the property as much as I did.
I think you guys are thinking about it more than the writers.
No, I think that. No, I think I'm thinking about it exactly how the writers are thinking about it.
Yeah, he's on their side.
Yes. Okay, so. So then they go in, they intervene in the ritual, and we see Torben's vision that we didn't see before, right?
Yeah, he's pretty weak-minded. Get it together.
I know, it's pretty
fucking
pathetic.
Weak Padawan. No wonder Carrie Anne hates you and won't tell you shit.
He won't tell you why you're on a planet for 7 weeks hitting rocks.
Yeah.
It is funny that she's just like, you just want to go home. You just want to go back to Coruscant.
Like, that's his motivation. He just wants to go.
It's the weakest motivation. Yeah.
So lame.
He had like a lady love or something on Coruscant that he misses.
That's Jedi are allowed to do that.
Well, we talked about that last week, remember? They're not allowed to form emotional attachments, but they're allowed to have sex. So maybe he wants to bang.
Maybe he was horny?
Yeah.
I mean, she does kind of imply that.
I mean, that's the first part.
Maybe he's a gamer and he just wants to go back to the city.
Yeah,
he misses his lol.
Yes, 15 or whatever. Yeah.
So many bugs. I wrote down Torvin's vision and I wrote next to it loser. That's what I wrote. I don't know why.
Because he just comes out of it and they're like, fucking idiot. They're like basically just looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It was like a Rick and Morty moment where Morty experiences something traumatic. Nobody even really seems to be bothered by it.
Yeah, no one cares. They're just like, hey, come to. Go back to the ship, weirdo. No one questions it.
Yeah, but again, we saw this already. We saw it.
Well, we didn't see the fact. We see that he's being, initially, we see that he's being like force held or held in, by the force or whatever. We don't necessarily, and we see the black eyes, but we don't necessarily see that he's being directly influenced by the other mother, like she's in his head, fucking with him, like, and manipulating his motivation for things. Right? We only see that he's kind of trapped.
We could put two together, though. Yeah,
can
you? We could have figured out that the mom is in his head. I mean, that's obviously true. You see him freaking out, but the only thing we don't really know is that this whole thing about wanting to go back to Coruscant. Right? That's like the one thing that we don't know about him is. Why he wants to, you know, how sad he is, and how he wants to go home, and he's so sad. That's the.
He's not sad. He's bored.
I think he's sad
because he's bored. He wants adventure, excitement.
A Jedi craves not these things.
Yeah.
Well, you are not a Jedi yet. You're a Padawan.
Yeah. He's an early Yord.
Ooh.
You're more like bored.
So again, Sol wants to intervene for Osha. That happens like six times. Then we have the next thing I have is May's test, where she fails the test. And again, like, this is really something we already know. Like,
but we see way more of this interaction. Initially, all we see is the fact that she lies and she fails, and then she's out. And then in this scene, we see that she actually has a conversation, and she is the one who like piques more of the interest. From Carrie Ann Moss's character, from the others, and like gives them way more information than they have, which leads to them being more curious and wanting to be like see way more of what's happening. Like, she's the impetus of why Sol now feels like they're a danger, way more so. And even Carrie Moss is like, oh, okay, maybe there is something else going on. And that's why she's like, all right, well, you can test Osha now. Like, it, we see there's a whole lot more behind May's influence in this part of the story. It's not just, oh, she has full right to blame Osho. It's no, you did your part about this too.
We're all in on it. It's like the Watchmen.
Watchmen babies.
Oh, I had a really good shot.
All right, so again, Soul wants to decide for Osho, blah, blah, blah. More deciding for her.
Is this where Carrie Ann Moss is like, don't let what you want influence what you think she wants or whatever?
Yeah, she says that a couple times. She says that basic thing a couple times.
She's really laying down the smackdown on Soul.
Poor Soul.
It's because he's objectively wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there's a reference to M count. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, very awkward.
Kind of like that.
You're waiting to see if they would mention the test.
They don't say the M word.
M count. M count very high. And then I wrote down symbionts the same. So that's how the twins are. They're not just twins. They're the same.
They're like clones.
Yeah, that's how they know they're clones. Their DNA isn't just the same, but also midichlorian counts, as well as their resonance in the force.
Symbiont? Is that what they said?
It's like a symbiote. It's not a symbiote. They say something similar, but it's to recognize that everything about them is the same, including like their midichlorian count and all that stuff.
It says that they have one consciousness split between two bodies. Is that how you guys feel?
Yes. Definitely.
They're two sides of the coin.
Do you guys think you'd have the same midichlorian count?
I hope so. This was actually kind of interesting, and I hope they do more with it in the next episode, which is the finale, right?
Yeah. Yes. How are we going to get Jason Mendoza's backstory and wrap everything up?
And Jude Law.
Yeah, where's Jude Law?
He's not in the show, Eli. I think you were wrong about that.
Maybe he was supposed to be Carrie Ann Moss's character, and then he was like, wow, this is garbage. And then he left.
He wouldn't receive the paycheck.
Or
you're
just lying about him being in the show.
He 100% would take the paycheck.
He did Captain Marvel. Yeah, he'll do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, so the Virgins like created them? That's wild.
Part of the Convergence is like part of the ritual of Convergence.
So this is how Shmi Skywalker made Anakin, right?
Two moons.
No, it's totally different.
With the virgins?
Yeah.
There was no police on town. Why is Pavis a virgins? Do you think the cave on Dagobah is supposed to be a virgins?
No, it's the cave is strictly point all the force that was heavily influenced by the dark side, because that planet was used back in the day as a Sith or evil side like planet. And that's where they did a lot of rituals and shit.
Okay.
So it is slightly different. In this case, no, because the writers have talked about it before that. No, this is specifically different than Anakin being conceived by the Force, because a lot of people were like, well, it's obvious that Palpatine had influenced Shmi, yada, yada, and he's like, no, this is the Force acting on its own, rather than what, and then the writers have said about this is, no, the Force was manipulated in this case.
How much of Star Wars is like, requires like the writer commentary to explain it? This is getting ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Thank you. Oh, ridiculous to go to this game. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
No.
All right, so we learned we were artificially created.
No, that boost Soul, pad. I saw that boost pad, yeah.
And Soul takes that as evidence that he needs to intervene. He's like, okay, they're obviously up to no good. They're up to witchy badness, and
he
I need to
what he wants
there.
To see.
Yeah, and then Torben goes nuts. I guess Torben also does the same thing, right? He's like, okay, this is evidence.
Kids are evidence of convergence. I'm going to go kidnap him, and then I get to go home.
And then we can just leave. I'll just do whatever it takes. I'm just going
to
leave.
Yeah, no, that's exactly... Yeah, I think that's more along the lines
that's
of...
That's ridiculous.
Like, it's an excuse to get the fuck out of here and not get manipulated and bullied by a bunch
this
of witches.
This episode was so stupid.
Okay, so guys, I have a theory about this. And my theory was that it was supposed to be different than how it turned out, obviously. And I was thinking it was supposed to... You guys ever seen the movie Annihilation with Natalie?
Yes. And the revelings and the intestines.
I didn't see it. No spoilers.
It's gooey.
so basically they all slowly go crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what I was hoping that I think maybe that this one this it was trying to imply that was what was happening with the Jedi's, was that they were kind of at each other's throats because the planet was so full of evil, but then they didn't like they didn't commit to it.
If they that's what they were doing, you sure couldn't fucking tell.
No, they didn't.
What are you talking about? I'm very cool confused.
That would have been cool, but they didn't do that.
I'm sorry. That dude, Torben, should have been kicked out of the Jedi for what he did. Soul also.
Well, that's why it comes to the that's the implication of like the end, right?
Yeah, Carrie and Moss should not have covered for them. They suck.
What did Torben do?
He went to go kidnap the children so he could leave the
Just
planet.
The course gone slightly faster, like 2 days earlier.
Yeah. Also, he was a Padawan, so it's like you know.
Did not listen.
Part of his juvenile record.
Oh my god.
Maybe there was like rewrites. I'm trying to give the show a little credit. Maybe there's like, you know, there's just that classic Disney rewrite, and then like they had a whole backstory for Torben because a lot of the other characters get the short shift too. And maybe they're just like, we'll just streamline it, just make him want to go back to Coruscant. I don't know. It's too dumb. It doesn't make sense they would write that.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or do the people not really talk to Kelnaka at all?
Kelnaka says a bunch of shit to them, and they go, yeah.
They're like, okay.
Yeah, it seems like Osha had the biggest attachment to him.
So they do the speeder bike chase. They it's the same sounds, the same whining sounds.
Yeah.
So good job. More member berries.
Yep.
Hooray for that.
I mean, speeder bikes are one thing they haven't done to death, so I appreciate that.
Okay.
Are those the ugliest speeder bikes? I don't know. I don't like. They're too bulky.
They had a lot of storage.
Yeah.
Like the crossover version of speeder bikes.
Speeder bikes. They were, you know,
cargo bikes.
Like a Tesla
land
truck.
Speeders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a part where Osha is fighting the mom with the spikes, the spike head mom. And she says, and she's like, what are you going to do when the Jedi attack you? How are you going to fight back? So they're doing some fighting. And then she says, good girl, get mad.
Wait, what is happening, dude?
You're talking about Meg?
Meg is fighting her mom with the spikes, the spiky horn.
So this is after Osha declares that she wants to be a Jedi.
Yes.
Yes, Meg is pissed off. And the mom's basically like giving her permission to fight back against Osha leaving.
And making sure that she is up to the task. Like, fully primed and ready to just release the hounds on her.
Yeah. But my point is, she's telling her, she's like training her, and then she says, release your anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the dark side.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty messed up.
No,
the soul was right. He did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, isn't that what the witches say? Was that like emotions, or maybe it was Jason Mendoza said that? Or he's like, you can use emotions to access the dark side. It doesn't require training. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. And specifically anger, fear, aggression, all that stuff. Okay. Yeah. All right. So May seals. I did like the part where May like seals the door. Do you guys remember that part where she's like, "I sealed the door, Osha. Now nobody can get in or out." Which
she declares to the rest of the whole witch clan that she does it, she's like, "See, I destroyed this panel. Now none of you go in and no one comes out." We don't get to see that initially. Like she does it in front of everyone, and everyone's fully aware that she's fucking her sister over, and everyone's quite happy about it.
But that never pays off. Now that I think about it, I'm sorry. One second. I thought that was going to be like a tragic consequence. Like she seals the door, and then she starts the fire, and they try to escape, but they can't escape because the door's sealed, and then they die tragically, and it's May's fault. But instead, they all die for a different reason, and it doesn't really pay off.
Yeah, I'm actually going to support you on this because I thought like it was going to pay off with the fact that the other mother is like going into her phase mode or whatever. It's because no one else can do it because she goes all Wraith or all Reaper mode.
Yeah.
Right. And oh, she eventually goes, oh yeah, no, I was trying to release her because I'm like the only one who can get through that crack or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen. And I was like, what the hell? What?
Yeah.
And then everyone goes Reaper. And I was like, well.
Did they explain how all those witches got killed in that one part?
No.
Yes, they do. They do explain it.
They don't.
They explain it. No. You guys, oh, you guys need to get off your phones and watch the episode.
No, they don't explain it.
They don't really explain it.
Yes, it is.
So Carrie and Moss killed them all?
I wrote it down. Breaking the link kills the women. I wrote it down.
When Carrie and Moss
breaks the link to the Wookiee, it kills them. I would be ready to hear a better.
And I think we all know that, but it doesn't explain.
Like, maybe we like it.
Why the breaking the link is a it causes them to all die, like all
exactly,
of them.
Exactly. Thank you, Jay.
I was wondering, maybe the explosion killed them. And they were like, you know, unconscious, and that's what you know. They couldn't defend themselves. Maybe they're like, no.
Nah. They're literally chanting, and then Carrie Ann goes, and they go, and they're dead.
So much
he did seem kind of guilty of about it. Yeah.
So much for the power of many, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any other explanation. I guess we need a third episode that retells the same stuff again.
Hell yeah, baby, let's do it.
It's going to be the next episode. It's just yet another retelling of it, and there's 5 minutes at the end.
It's from old lady witch's perspective.
That's right.
Real Rashomon. Was Carrie Moss justified, you feel like, to do that? I mean, like, he was trying to, like, kill them.
What else was she going to do? Just stand by and let him
kill
them?
I don't think she knew it was going to kill them all. Yeah. I think if she knew that, maybe she would have tried to subdue him in a different way, or maybe she could have gone and, like, interrupted. She maybe would have gone to where they were and, like, force blasted them instead. I don't know.
If she knew all that, there's lots of...
Right, exactly. No,
all she sees is a Wookiee controlled.
Right.
So before we get to that part, though, May starts the fire, which we saw that happening before.
We saw it slightly different because she takes the thing and it looks like she just like throws it on the ground and it catches fire, which we're all like, rock doesn't burn. But they show her burning the notebook in this one, and that's different.
No, so we see her in the first one burning the notebook, throwing it on the ground. Yeah.
Oh.
And then throwing it on the ground, but then suddenly everything's on fire. So this one, we see her throw it on the ground. We see the electrical wires and the shorts, and we see like the fire grow and hit the wires and cause the short. And then that you see how it starts arcing through the system. In that case, so it's a more expanded version of it, rather than just book, fire, ground. Oh no, they're all dead.
Oh no,
I see.
Oh no.
So sorry, did we talk about the part where Soul kills the mom and none of the people start shooting arrows at them for no reason?
So we haven't gotten to that part yet, Alana. God damn it.
Well, I want to talk about it because it was really stupid.
All right, well, it's the next part. The only thing I have before it is that Soul like struts into the I don't know if you guys know this, you need to go back and watch it if you don't, because it's really funny. When they walk in, he struts. I wish I could describe more how to do it, but it was.
I think I know what you're talking about. He definitely has like it's like I'm doing the right thing energy.
Yeah,
well, one of the moms says, "Take one more step, it'll be your last," and then they take a few more steps, and it was not their last. So I thought that was fun. But yeah, so then I guess it's like a tension moment, and then something happens, and then the mom turns into like smoke.
And then May runs in, says, "Mama, mama." Fire! And then she's like, oh shit, okay, and then...
She turns into smoke, presumably to do something about the fire, but Soul's like, fuck that, and stabs her.
No, hold on. Torben also activates his lightsaber. Right?
Right.
Yes.
There must have been some kind of threat.
The Torben and Zabrak Mama. Zabrak Sam... I guess she's first mama, because she carried the term.
Darth Maul Mama or the other one?
There's Darth Mama Maul. And there's Mother. What is that?
Zabrak is Mama? Mom.
Is that Darth Maul?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The one that went to term horns. with the twins.
Horns.
Yes.
Yes. Horny Mama.
Horny Mama.
Yeah. She initially threatens Tora, gets crazy, and then Mama and then she runs in. May runs in, Mama, and then you see Mommy, whatever. Starts freaking out, and then Tora lights his lightsaber, and then the. And then original Mama starts getting all crazy, and then Saul goes, oh, blah, blah, blah. God, there's too many Mamas happening here.
Well, I want to know what the deal with that smoke was. Because I don't blame Saul for, like, freaking out and pulling the lightsaber. No, I don't. It's like, what was she doing?
Well, I don't understand why the whole point of a ghost form is to render you immune to damage.
She wasn't fully in.
Clearly. Yeah. So, in the heat of the moment, he kills May and Osha's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of the other people attack them with bows and arrows.
Yeah, they do. They immediately start shooting.
No, they don't. They absolutely do.
They wait. They wait.
Immediately.
Saul stabs her, and they have like a whole fucking conversation before they get attacked by everybody else.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, well, yeah. Saul tells Torb to go rescue the twins, and then they start to. That's a very Overwatch-ish episode. And then Saul tells Torb to go rescue the children, and then that's when everyone's like, "No, our children!" and start flying. No. Pew pew, like Han. Han?
Wait. Children.
What's the Bo person in Overwatch?
Hanzo,
yeah.
Hanzo.
I was going to say, when somebody please think of the children.
This is a bad hole.
I'm having some trouble. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Always at like the last second you rear, and then the ball goes in the opposite direction of where you want it to go.
Okay, so there's lots of fighting. I like Torbjorn blocking all those shots.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool. While Saul fights who? Kanaka? She fights somebody. He fights somebody.
He is defending against
Mother Maul.
Oh yeah. Darth Mom.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. And then
they fight Kanaka.
And then they say you shouldn't have brought him, and he's like, I did. And then Torb's like, I am fortified. And they're like, not you, idiot, the other one. And they're like, uh-oh.
This fight was just okay.
And then you see how bad Kalnaka is, because he can't even overwhelm Torb.
Yeah, he sucks. His motions are so slow. Well, he's it's like the typical big, strong, but slow guy.
Yeah, he's a Wookiee. He's big and strong.
I was kind of underwhelmed by his strength, like that part where Kalnaka has Torb up, and he's like trying to cut him in half, which is like really hardcore. And the dude is defending with his like cross his body, like with like a bad grip, and like it's a Wookiee. I'm sorry, they can pull arms out of sockets. That dude should be cut in half.
In half, says Alana.
In half.
To shreds, I say.
It's just this show wants you to stretch believability all the time, and I'm sick of it.
Oh, God. It's your idea to watch this.
Yeah. Speaking of which, next week's the finale. So, what do you guys want to watch next? Yahweh.
Can't wait.
Oh yeah, that too.
Oh, I don't know what to watch.
We're doing the Boys. I don't even
know. No, we're not doing the
We do the recap episode of the Boys.
Oh.
Yeah, we could do that. The Boys has been not very good, and I'm really glad we're not talking about it.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, I guess we'll have to talk about it in the season 4 episode.
I should probably start it.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so the Breaking the Link kills the women, ? That's what I said. We talked about that. Anybody else have anything more to say about that?
Nope.
It was dumb. I didn't like it. I hope they're still alive.
It makes no sense that Torbjorn killed himself over this silly thing. But yeah, sure.
He should have killed himself earlier.
I mean, he's lame, but like, that's not a reason to kill yourself.
Well, he caused the death of a whole population.
All of witches.
And he caused Kalnaka to go crazy.
And he covered it up.
Well, if he hadn't done that, Kalnaka would have been fine.
Yeah.
And he caused Soul to be guilty. He caused a bunch of children to die, or to one child to potentially die, and caused a miserable life for two of them.
Sorry to interrupt you. What's interesting about this is I feel like the show sort of framed it in that Soul didn't know what happened. Like, we kind of thought, oh, you know, the other Jedi like killed everyone because I thought the council was going to order what's her face to kill everyone, and she was just like not going to tell Soul, and like they were just going to do it without him knowing somehow. But then it's like, actually, he did know, and he killed Osha's mom, and he never told her because he is a psychopath.
And he sacrifices May.
Yes.
Right, so that's the other name of this episode. Another amazing title. It's called Choice.
Ugh.
Oh my god, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm like Soul. What am I doing? Why am I doing that? Yeah, so he can't hold both up with the Force. They stand at the end of the walkways and stare at each other while it's collapsing.
But yeah, this is before the May, Osha, May, Osha, Osha, May, Osha, May, over and over again.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And he can't hold them both, so he grabs Osha.
That's right. Yeah, the next one I have is just they're back on the ship and they're arguing with each other.
Yes, so whether they should tell the council the truth. And Kara Ma says the best thing. We should tell the council the truth. They started a fire. And no one survived. Two true things. Love it.
So, guys, I know that the series was implying the Jedi did something like dark and terrible and evil, but I must say I'm pretty underwhelmed if this is their big Jedi secret.
Are we really surprised? Do you think Disney is going to be like, let's stop selling action figures of Jedis? And no, come on. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true, Wow, but something. I mean, something. Come on.
God damn it.
I do appreciate that there's a high body count. Finally, a little bit of...
Yeah, they go from the Jedi go from like pretty justified things to very strange. Like, I'm just gonna kill this person for no reason. I'm gonna go crazy for no reason.
I mean, I feel like they should have gotten some Star Trek writers to help out with Soul's, you know, decision making process.
That's pretty damning.
Yeah,
in itself,
a dilemma. You know,
an ethical. Star Wars doesn't do ethical dilemmas. That's Star Trek's department. Yeah. Step aside. So this episode did not move the plot forward at all. Hopefully the stuff in it will become relevant in the finale. I don't know how it possibly could, but I guess we'll find out.
I mean, we needed to reveal what happened, so we're going to find out sooner or later.
If the third episode of this show is considered by some the worst Star Wars show episode ever, is this even worse than that? Because it's just like repeating. The witch is one.
This podcast determined that the one before this was one of the worst episodes ever.
The one.
I remember which one that is.
Stirless?
It's the one. There was one that I really hated. I need to go through my notes.
Well, the last one was the one where Jason tempts Osha. I actually kind of like that part.
Yeah, that
it
one
was. It was. I think it was the previous one.
Was the fighting?
Yeah, that was the one.
No. It's not the one with the fighting. It's where Osha's captured and they're just hanging out on the island. And the one where you guys were all horny for Jason. I was.
Yeah,
just,
that one.
Yeah. So how could that be the worst?
Yeah, so that was great.
That's
it was hot. Bad. It was very bad.
So the podcast didn't decide it.
Matt decided it.
Matt decided it.
He represents. That's fine. Yeah.
If they had the balls to show us Jason's
butt, dong,
that
I agree.
A butt, I think there was a chance. I guess
not. Yeah, they could have showed a butt.
We got so close to a butt. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh,
yeah. God. So that's the episode. They all agree to lie to the council about May the evil murderer.
They didn't lie. She started a fire and no one survived. That's 100% true.
Yeah,
wouldn't it happen funny if at the end Soul had mixed up which one was May, which one was Osha?
In that moment he could tell. In other moments he can't tell, but
maybe they were saying their own names like Pokemon.
I, didn't
some point in the episode, he does mix it up.
Yes, he does.
When, yeah, when May comes out saying "Mama, Mama," he calls May OSHA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Correct.
Ugh! Fuck this.
All right. So what are we doing next?
Dominion.
No. I meant in terms of shows.
Oh, let's discuss offline so I can Google it.
Okay, fair enough.
We always have the Bad Batch as a backup plan. But I wanted to check, like, when The Mandalorian is supposed to come out and stuff like that.
All right. So for now, are we doing Quest of the Day? Should we switch to Dominion? Leadership.
We can do one more of this in the Dominion. It's almost 9. I feel like 9 o'clock is like our Dominion cutoff.
Yeah, anytime. I'm not quite ready to switch to Dominion yet. It's gonna be too much sitting there waiting.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Wow. So listen, so for questions of the day, and I have a whole new stack of cards from my friend Chris. He has this game called The Hot Seat with questions from questions of the day. So get excited. There's gonna be some quality ones. Raise those expectations.
Nice.
All right. Before you start, I need water.
Okay. Good idea.
I'm gonna stop.
Should have peed before the podcast started.
He did.
He did.
Dun, 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 dun. Dead air for me to edit out.
I know. Thanks, I'm like, guys. We should talk about them while they're not here.
Thanks, guys.
Talk about Jay.
I'm back. Give me question number one.
Okay. Well, I should wait for Zach. He's probably peeing. Can you hear us? Still hear us while he's peeing?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but sound off. Yeah.
I don't know his setup anymore, so I don't know if he has his wireless reaches.
All right, that's all right. We can get started, and he can catch up. Oh, is the gravity different in this hole?
No.
Matt will try defying gravity.
No, why am I rolling backwards?
Hold on, did you know that I've probably listened to that song 10 times a day for the past, like, 3 months?
Really? Why?
Allison's obsessed with it ever since she saw Wicked in the Bush.
How could she be obsessed with so many things at the same time?
She's not. She's a kid. I don't know.
Speaking of which, did you figure out how to get Spotify songs onto an MP3 player?
I may or may not have determined that it's not possible.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. You know how women are, though. They have to figure that stuff out for themselves.
You're saying you're a woman?
No, my wife is the one who was figuring it out, not me.
Oh, I thought it was you.
No, I live to serve.
Is that also going to see the Wicked movie?
Of course, we're all going to see it.
Oh, nice.
I'm excited.
I feel bad for you.
Or one of two.
Wow, a lot.
What?
Seriously, you're so negative.
It looks not good.
It looks.
I don't have anything against Wicked. The movie doesn't look good. Matt, remember when we watched Dear Evan Hansen?
It was fine.
It was not fine.
Dear Evan Hansen's better than Wicked. Or I'm saying it now.
The musical is better or the movie?
No, the movies. I'm calling it my shot now, even though I haven't seen Wicked.
Oh, man.
It looks that's fake, and Ariana Grande looks fake. And
yeah, she looks so plastic.
In life or in the
It's fantastic.
In the movie.
A plastic.
Worse than Aaron Moriarty in The Boys.
Oh, poor Aaron.
Oh, man, damn. Okay. Question number one. What is something you've rated 1 out of 10?
One out of ten. I have one. It's just The Avengers 1998.
That's a good choice. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We were the first Spotify guys. It was real boring. I didn't like the characters, and there was very little to like. So I gave it a 1 out of 10.
I would probably say the experience of parasailing, having discussed it numerous times on this podcast. There was nothing redeemable about it,
but it was kind of cool. I would not give it a 1 out of 10.
All right.
I'm disagreeing.
Ah, bullshit. We can agree to disagree.
I guess you don't share the same consciousness.
No, same opinions.
I mean, similar to Zach, I think it's in 97, like the Batman and Robin movie. I remember that being my least favorite movie as a kid. Just pure pain. And that was like back when you were a kid, you're kind of like, just like, every movie's good. But that movie, I was just like, I can't take it.
Yes, I'm like that with most movies these days because I don't see a lot of movies unlike you guys. I feel that way about The Last Jedi, though. That movie's terrible.
That's fair.
No. Alana, Jay?
I'm thinking...
The Game.
The Game?
The book, The Game?
The movie, The Game.
The movie.
The Star Trek really? Generation the
Michael,
episode?
Michael Douglas movie?
Yeah. Michael Douglas movie! I fucking hated that game so much. The payoff sucked. I was so mad. I walked out. I walked out of the theater.
The movie was over?
It was close to being over, but I got so mad I just walked out.
Wow. David Fincher. Alright.
What was the twist, Jay? We're not going to see it.
There wasn't really a twist. It was all a game.
He walked out before the twist.
Yeah.
No, it was. No, I saw the twist. It was all a game. Fuck that game.
It kind of gave it
well,
away.
Well, it says it right there in the title, Jay. What do you expect?
Yeah.
That's kind of my point.
It's like the April Fool's Day movie, horror movie. You're just like, wait a minute.
The twist is that there is no twist.
Yeah, the twist is that it's April Fool's.
And everything in it was just so tedious to watch.
Okay. Wow.
It sucked.
And Alana.
This is not like a hot take, because it's actually very low hanging fruit. I just can't think of anything spicier. But the Shyamalan Last Airbender movie.
That's a
fair
choice.
Very, very, very bad.
But you knew it was bad going in, right? You
didn't
knew
it came in rounds.
Yeah, I guess I did know it going in.
You'd heard rumors.
I saw it pretty soon after it came out. So.
Well, I heard rumors of the Fleetwood Mac album.
Yeah.
That's a 10 out of 10, though. I'm trying to think if The Happening or Last Airbender is the worst Shyamalan movie, but they're both pretty up there.
I mean, you gotta go with The Last Airbender just because it disappointed a generation of fans.
It just, like, so many things they changed just didn't need to be changed. Also.
Like what?
Like, how to pronounce Aang's name?
Hmm. Okay, that's a good one.
Making Katara a Nepo baby, white chick.
Who's the actor?
Nicola Peltz.
I don't know who that is.
That's impressive. You knew that.
I know. I'm way too online, Rob.
Okay, get off the internet quick. all right.
All right. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. What is the most ridiculous thing you convinced someone to believe? This one requires some memory.
This one's hard.
I mean, I've convinced my children to believe a lot of ridiculous things. I don't know how much that counts because it's very easy, but I've convinced them that I know everything.
Man, didn't you convince some kid at camp that you and I had a third that we killed in the womb? Did he actually believe you?
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
But nice maybe. Sounds like something we would do. I would do.
You would
do. Strangle them. With a umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Huh.
Where we absorbed him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I tried to convince... I once... This is back when I was first dating my wife. And I tried to convince her that one of our mutual friends was pregnant, and this was like in college, and I think she believed me.
All right.
So, but then after that, she was like, "Don't ever try to trick me about something like that." I said, "Okay."
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of have nothing. What on this one?
Right.
What about when you convinced mom that or not convinced her, but you told her that Guru had a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a good one. Well, yeah. So Guru sent me a picture of her with her friend's kid. And I said to mom that was Guru and her son. And mom was like, really? Let me take a look. And then I immediately came clean. So that was funny.
Couldn't commit to the bit, which is okay. Yeah.
Guru also thought Zach was married when she saw a picture of Matt's wedding in his house.
Yeah, but I didn't convince her of that. I didn't tell her that.
That's amazing.
So unintentionally Mac convinced her.
That's right. Man, I'm so good at this.
Actually,
I'm like Loki.
And then there was one time I just drove out of bounds. This time when when I was a kid and I did the light bulb trick with mom, and she was like, oh my god, you have a fever of like 115 degrees.
Mom did not believe that. I bet
you can ask her, maybe.
I bet she did. We're very honest people.
You would like have like debilitating symptoms if you had a fever of 115. You would be like dead.
You'd be on fire.
I don't know how much longer she would have, but either she, I gotta kept it going. But
maybe the thermometer was defective.
Maybe. That was a tricky shot back.
Thanks. I'm going for the gold.
I would say, and partially this is my friend's idea, but like we tricked a mutual friend in high school that, if you remember the 94 Fantastic Four, the Roger Corman one that was like made never intending to be produced. We convinced a friend that was coming out like that, because like the Jessica Alba one was coming out. We're like, no, that this is the movie that's coming out. And at first he didn't believe us. And we just kept like saying, yeah. It's like, we got an early copy and this is it. He's like, what, this is the movie? And and we watched it and he was just like, I'm so bad. Why are they going to release this?
Nice. Good job, Rob. That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Awesome. Mine is convince someone that the Blair Witch Project was a real documentary.
That's a good one.
The other one, I don't think that's my best. I think my best was in fourth or fifth grade. Every week I managed to convince the nurse that I was sick.
Yeah, you talked
to so them. Every week I'd go home. And it was great.
You know what's funny? The nurse at my kid's school, sometimes she calls me and when they're sick. And she says, yeah, you know, your kid's not one of the kids that's in here every day. And every time she says that, I think of Jay.
That's great.
He's one of those kids.
Yeah, there's some kids that are in the nurse's office every day. And Jay was one of them.
Yeah.
They weren't putting the thermometer up against the lamp to heat it up, though. Like
That's not where I thought you said they were going to put the thermometer.
They weren't putting it up, you know what?
Somewhere. If I knew about it, I probably would have.
If you knew about your own butt, you would have done that?
To go home? Hell yeah! I would have done anything.
That's the next question of the day. What would you have done to go home?
Do you still have to do that to kids now, or they've invented a better way?
Guys, my ball is on the edge of the court.
Forehead.
I don't know if anybody can see it, but
it's
been nice knowing you.
But yeah, you know, they've invented the forehead one, like Jay said. They've invented new thermometer technology.
Have they? So you know to do up the ass.
I feel like they trust children more, which is their mistake. But
that's so
as a non-parent, I just assume that's the case.
I think people are more trusting, but I think kids are also less. Less dishonest than they used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear about those kids who impersonate their teachers on TikTok?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Okay, well, it was bad.
Look how online Alana is.
I told you.
You're in the TikTok news. Okay. And did we get an answer from everybody?
No, I can't think of anything. But which is, I like do this all the time. Try to keep
it every day for you, so you just
pretty much.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Alana? You're like a serial liar?
No, just be like, did you hear about we're going back to the hybrid or not? I don't know. That's not a good example.
Or Andrew's like constantly
the poor husband.
He's like gas all the time.
You're like, hey Andrew, my hair's falling out. And he's like, really? No, sorry, gotcha. Gotcha again.
Got me again, Flash.
All right. Last question. Question numero tres. Oh my god, why is that in there? I didn't mean to include that. That was a terrible question.
What was that?
Dude, we can't hear you when you like walk away from the microphone.
Is it what you put up your butt?
How much do you make?
No, this is it. This is what it is. We're not doing it because it's so stupid. What does the acronym HOT stand for? I don't know why that would be
H O T T O T O.
Is that a song?
For hot to go.
You can take me hot to go.
Is it like an TV show?
Yeah. No, what are you guys talking about? Song.
Oh my god! You guys need to be online more.
No. Never. That was supposed to convince me.
It's Chapel Rowan.
Chapel Rowan. It's not Rowan. It's just Rowan.
Rowan?
Oh, damn.
Chapel Rowan?
Yep.
Do you guys tell me what the Hawk Tua girl
is? I'm sure it's not Chappelle Rowan.
No, she's definitely gone online on multiple interviews and be like, this is the last time I'm saying it's Chapel Rowan. That's all.
Don't. Oh, my God. So aggressive.
Yeah, she was pretty aggressive. She was pretty aggressive, I'm not gonna lie.
Guess what? People pronounce mispronounce things.
Well, apparently not anymore.
Okay, wait, what did Zach say?
He wants to know what the deal with
Hawk Tua. It's the girl who in an interview who just like comes out and says you need to like spit on a dude's dick in an like a live interview.
Where does the Hawk Tua part come in? I mean,
now she goes Hawk Tua. You got Hawk Tua.
Making spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the word hawk as much. It's like the clearing of the throat, right?
Yeah.
Hawk.
And then the spitting sound. Yeah. All right. So anyway.
And like the interview like did not ask her to do that.
No, it was some like benign question. She's like, sometimes you just gotta hawk tour.
I was like, how do you like talk to people at the club? It's like, you gotta
No, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm kinda drunk. She's
it was funny. I don't think she needs a reality show because of it.
Who's she endorsing for president? Yeah,
she has not endorsed anyone as of yet. She has gone on to the social media and be like, I'm sure Mr. Trump's a nice guy, but he's a little too old for me. Thank you very much. Because people were saying that she's a Trumper. So she was like, Mr. Trump, yep. I'm sure you're a very nice guy, but you're a little old for my taste.
But then what she was talking about, Jay.
Was about the Hawk Tua-ing.
Yeah, it was about Hawk Tua-ing him, not about voting for him.
Three first places.
Wow. So we're trying to switch to Dominion. Okay, question number three. What have you already done for the last time in your life?
Turned 30?
Boring, but acceptable.
It's true.
I think okay. I'm going to steal Matt's and say parasailing. I'm not doing it again.
You guys are gonna have parasailing dreams tonight. Just
Alana, you should go parasailing before you judge us.
What? I know my limits, and I knew it then too.
Oh man, I would. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty confident. I'm done having children.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
I'm hoping.
You never know what the future can hold, but yeah.
I'm hoping that I'm done going to school.
You know, I'm that one, Zach, but like maybe you're not. Maybe you'll get another certificate or something.
I'm going to say like college then. I'm pretty sure I'm done going to college.
What about your PhD and, you know, whatever your field is? It could happen. Yeah. But no, that's fine. I mean, that's a perfectly legitimate answer.
Underwater basket weaving.
Can I get the code?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Enter code. So, Alana, are you sticking with that 31?
No. But it's true, though.
It is true. And then you could say 29, 28, 27. You just go all the way down. You have so many answers.
I'm pretty sure I'm done living in Texas. I will never go back. You can't. I don't know. The offer would have to be too rich. It would have to be like so rich that I wouldn't spend any time in Texas because I would just fly to other places. Like that's how much it would have to be.
You'd be there entirely for tax purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, Jay.
This is tough. Yeah, I was gonna say school as well, but Zach stole it. But I don't know. I'm trying to think if I could ever move back to China. I've lived there a couple of years. I don't know. It's very its China? Own thing. Yeah, it's very China.
China.
Might be sad. I kind of forgot how to speak the whole Mandarin anyway a little bit, so I'm good.
Okay. And Jay.
I don't know if there's anything that I can distinctly say I will never do again.
Wow. All right, good for you.
You thought it was going to be rollerblading, but now he's back.
Yeah, like I'm doing all these things again, so I don't know. I don't
drink gin.
No, sleep I'll probably eventually. I'm sure someone will feed me gin at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got nothing. I can't perceive something ruling something completely out. I didn't think I was gonna watch someone get cremated, but I did that last weekend. So I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something you can safely say it won't happen again.
What? You exactly. can just say no thank you.
Not if you're interpreting.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You yeah, can't say no thank you?
Well, if I mean, I guess it could. It's just rude.
Okay, you'd sign it. Okay, look, I'm just saying, it's your job. Your job can't make you do things that make you uncomfortable.
Are you just not look? Your job can't make you do things that will make you uncomfortable. How much of a millennial are you?
Well, technically,
no. Super attitude.
No, technically, it is part of our code of ethics to be like, if you don't think you're comfortable and you don't think you're going to do it as an appropriate job to turn it down.
Yeah, like they wouldn't make you interpret during like pillow talk.
I mean, I've interpreted phone sex.
Yeah, what?
Wow.
See, maybe that's the last time you've done it. You
should say no, that's probably not gonna. That's probably not gonna be the last time I interpret phone sex.
I hope you charged like a lot more.
Yeah, like 99 cents a you know. Like
yeah, yeah, a minute
rates. Yeah,
the company got a shit ton of money. I didn't get phone jack shit. The company got like. The company got like $100 for like 10 minutes of phone sex.
Nice.
I got.
So, nothing. Jay, you got fucked too.
But up. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here.
Boo this person. Boo yeah, this person.
Yeah. I apologize for nothing.
Wow. Did Jay really have an answer? Are we done?
No, yeah, my answer is I don't think there's anything that I can distinctly say that right. I will never do again. Wow. I'd hope to be able to say get COVID, but who knows about that.
I can't guarantee that. And well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Yeah, do it.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.